Good morning, everyone. Morning. It is 4:15 in the AM on the 1st of January. I actually wanted to publish this podcast, or let's rather say Happy New Year message, last night, the 31st of January 2018, but it didn't happen. I feel like beginning this podcast by saying, thank goodness we are done with 2018. But then I recall my slogan, whatever you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for. Then you can take that slogan and it can work itself into the 2018 versus 2019 scenario. Everything you went through in 2018 is preparing you to receive whatever you ask for in 2019. How's that? It's very cool, actually. It just gives me so much hope. Remember, time stops for no one, and the seasons keep changing. There's many lonely, unhappy, sick, underprivileged, and worried souls out there. I feel so sorry for people like that. Well, sick. I've got neuro pains, but count me out. I've got so much compassion for these people, and I wish I could change the transition of 2018 to 2019 and make it a better one for them. But all of you out there that's going through any negative or emotional patch, it's going to change. Every situation you find yourself in, no matter how tough, know that 2019 has a brand new page, and that page still has that proper stationery shop smell. I remember when we were kids, I just loved stationery shops. Don't hold grudges. Without question, everyone had at least one idiot on their 2018 journey who tried to make their life miserable. I had a few, and I see them as pets, capital letters pets, an abbreviation for personal emotional trainers. Let them be, let them go their way, please. The universe has a law geared in full force, 24/7, working them. What you give is what you get in return. Never forget that. So, same to everybody else. Be careful. What you give is what you get in return. When the new year arrives, the air is filled with a consciousness of new beginnings, fresh hopes, new ideas, new commitments. Commitments towards ourselves, towards others, and a fresh horizon, so close that you can touch it, and it's beautiful. So I can't wait for 2019 to get into momentum so that I can get a bit closer to that horizon. Did you ever wonder why the 1st of January of every year feels like a church on a Monday morning? You know, it's got that church on a Monday morning vibe. I believe that our souls or subconscious minds were busy getting rid of all the old, the negative, the useless and no good thoughts or feelings that we feel like we just finished a Tour de France race, and it's quite a physical race, but at the end of it you say, yeah, I'm done, I've made it, I reached my goal. Tap yourself on the shoulder. I want to express my gratitude to all my loved ones, my friends, my followers. You get to a point sometime not knowing where to turn or what to hold on to in life. Life just gets tough, especially when you sit with a medical condition or if you have to face daily challenges. If you are standing outside the frame, you will think, wow, look at that brave cliffhanger. But in reality, you live with fear. Do not fall down. And because you will know exactly how it will end. It won't have a good ending. But heaven always sends an angel, if not a whole choir, to grab you and save you from fear and devastation. And then you're out of the woods. And remember to stand back and say thank you. Thank you for saving me. Because we forget to say thank you in life. We just accept, okay, everything worked out perfectly fine. Just for one moment, thank you, and everybody is happy. I always say, if thank you is the only prayer you say, it's enough. We have brand new slate of 365 days to our disposal. Fill them up with whatever your heart desire. Make sure you've got no regrets. And at the end of this annual cycle, moving on to 2020, focus on the good. Ask and you shall receive. It's a promise. The divine made a promise. Ask and you shall receive. As simple as that. Maybe you won't get exactly what you asked for, but you will be granted with whatever is good for you in that moment of time. I'm not ashamed to say God favors me. He does, and each and every one of you can say the same. So live by that every day and see what it brings to your inner being, knowing that God favors you. It's an awesome story. It's an awesome feeling. I wish everyone success, walking hand in hand with the divine towards every goal, every dream, and every blessing. We always hear, live in the now, live in the moment. But I bet the majority of us, like me, are not really sure how to do it. For nearly 4 years, I tried not to think of the next hour, not even mentioning tomorrow, because I don't know what intensity of pain the next day will be. Not even the next day, the next minute. And what's waiting around the corner? What other complication? And that's the wrong way to think. Bad thought patterns. So I have to change that in this new year. Well done to everyone that's still holding on. Everyone that still has hope. Each and everyone who can go down on their knees and say thank you. Cut loose and let 2018 go. Grab 2019 and go with the flow. I had the biggest realization when I sat on top of Cathedral on Kerberos in Plettenberg Bay just before the accident. The sea never stops. It always flows. There's always a flow. And it's It's a kind of a give and take gesture all the time. The sea never says, okay, now wait a second, I want to stop a bit. You will never see that happen. That's just not the way nature works. So know that that's how life works. It's got a constant flow. 99% of us take the last few days of the old year and make some determinations about maybe one, maybe many, maybe 50 resolutions. In the past, I never stuck to any of mine, and I know very few people who actually carried through with their resolutions. But then it only lasted for like max 2 weeks. There's a few prominent resolutions, and they are hilarious because 95% of people has these resolutions. Smokers are going to stop smoking. People who enjoy their alcohol, they're going to stop drinking. People who feel that they're overweight, they're going to lose weight. They are going to monitor their diet, and they are going to live a more healthy life. How cool is that? If everybody can just take it and carry it through 365 days until the next cycle starts, 2020. My New Year's resolution is hold on, stay strong, don't give up, and I commit to blessing everyone that appear on my journey in this coming year. I'm blessed with many in my life, and I love you all, and thank you for the support and love. Remember what I said earlier, if thank you is the only prayer you say, it's enough. Happy New Year, everyone, and we'll chat soon with the next episode.